We've been talking with Attorney Clarence Doss. Well, over the years we've been talking with him, calling upon him for information from time to time. As it works out, he was chosen as the attorney for the artist connected to the parents of the alleged Oxford High School shooter. And he's been under investigation as to what the relationship is or was with the shooter's parents, because the shooter's parents were found hiding in the artist's, artist Sikora, in his studio. And it's been fascinating to watch. There's been an investigation that continues. They did a search warrant at his house. Let's get the very latest from his point of view, the attorney representing him, Clarence Doss. Good morning, Clarence.
Good morning.
Appreciate you being back with us. I know you're getting pulled in a lot of different directions. I just have a couple of quick questions. And if I say something that is wrong, just correct me right away so we don't have to come back to it. And that is, the artist, as I understand the story, was approached by this couple, said they had death threats. Could they please go into his artist studio for safety and protection? I mentioned before that if that were the case, if I were getting death threats, I would be at the police station rather than some friend's place to hide out or to protect ourselves. Be that as it may, they chose that. How well does the artist say he knew this couple well enough to have them shelter in place at his art studio?
Well, thanks for the question, Paul. You know, human beings react differently to every situation. And in this case, the couple knew each other not extremely well. I would say they were more social acquaintances. But my client reached out earlier in the week when the Oxford shooting occurred to them because he associated this couple with Oxford, even though he hadn't talked to them, you know, regularly, and offered his condolences. And I think that's what probably triggered in their mind that, oh, you know, he has a place that's far away from Oxford that we could hang out at for a few hours while we await charges, while we wait for an announcement, and while we wait for our lawyer to tell us what to do. That's really how this panned out. They don't hang out socially. They don't talk to each other regularly. But he had reached out to them, not knowing that they were involved with the shooting. And they asked him, you know, later in the week if they could stay down there while they were awaiting charges, him not knowing that charges actually came, and then didn't know that they stayed later than he wanted them to stay.
Right. He said they could stay. From what I've read, you can correct me. He told them they could stay, but when they leave, please lock up the place. I'm going home, basically. And he had idea. He had no idea their plan was to spend the night there, as I have.
That's correct. In fact, when they ultimately learned about charges, he believed that they were in contact with their attorney and were going to be leaving. And that's why he felt comfortable enough to leave them at his studio for even maybe an hour or two more, because he believed they were leaving. If he had known that they were going to stay the entire night, he certainly wouldn't have let them, because that's a security risk for him, as obviously it panned out to be.
So they get arrested in his studio. He finds out about this. What's the timeline for when he, the artist, Sikora, actually contacted the authorities?
Well, he woke up the next morning and went to a social activity that he does regularly. And at that social activity the next day on Saturday, someone told him that they heard that Jennifer Crumbly had been arrested because she also had been part of that social activity. And I'll just tell you, they were both ski patrollers at Pine Knob. That's where they were going. And when he found out that it was a studio, he immediately knew it was his and went immediately to his local police department, then went to the Detroit Police Department, and then went to the Oakland County Sheriff's Office. He took three huge steps to give information because he knew that they were there and didn't believe he had done anything wrong at that point.
Was this before or after they were arrested? Or did he facilitate the arrest by going to the authorities and saying, they're in my studio? Or did he go to the authorities after they were arrested?
He went to the authorities after they were arrested because he had woken up that morning, learning of their arrest that happened overnight, and immediately at, as early as maybe 9 or 10 a.m. when he found out about it, started going to the authorities. He was not involved in tipping off the police. That was, I think, a neighbor or someone associated with the building there. But the minute he knew, he did what he should have done, which is gone to the police and told them exactly what he knew.
Interesting. I mean, because that opens up the idea that he did the right thing after the fact and felt it would be protective of him if he, quote unquote, did the right thing.
Well, he believed all along that he was doing the right thing the night before because he was being told by the Crumbleys that they were turning themselves in with their lawyer. So he had no reason to believe on Friday when they were at a studio that they were evading the law. He believed that they were working with their lawyer in contact with the Oakland County Prosecutor's Office and turning themselves in. He is a 65-year-old man who's an immigrant to this country and doesn't know the ins and outs of our legal system to know what responsibilities he may need to have in that situation. But even if he did, he still believed that they were turning themselves in and that they were not evading law enforcement or that
I thought
there were
he didn't.
Out for
I, we're out of time, but well, I'm going to take an extra minute if I have to here. I thought he didn't know that they were being charged, and yet you're saying he knew that the couple was turning themselves in with their lawyer.
He didn't know when they came to a studio that there were charges. He later learned later in that day, long after he had left his studio, that they were contacting a lawyer and would be leaving. But he didn't know when they came there that there were charges or a warrant, or the whole time he was there, that there were charges or a warrant.
But he didn't go right to the police as soon as he found that out. He went the day.
No, because he thought. That's correct, because he thought that they were turning themselves in with their lawyer.
Okay. Well, you have a difficult task, and we wish you well. You sound like a pretty good lawyer here in the heat of representing this artist. Sheriff Michael Bouchard will be with us. He's going to probably tell us what he can about the interview that took place. Michael coming around about 8:49. Attorney Clarence Dosk, attorney for the artist Sikora, we appreciate your help. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Paul.
As we continue on this Tuesday morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.